MRP process outputs, material requirements planning. MRP systems can create planned orders, and planners can create firm planned orders for items that the system cannot automatically rearrange. The system also generates action messages to prompt planners to make timely decisions. Given a need for a change, an MRP system might be configured to use one of two methods, regenerating or net change, so these methods are also discussed. Planned orders. When the MRP system detects the need for additional materials, it creates a planned order. The planned order includes a suggested order quantity, a release date, and a due date, all of which are created using the logic of the system and the data provided through the inputs, for example, bill of material, BOM, manufacturing planning and control, planning factors, inventory records. It will explode the BOM to define requirements for components at lower levels. The planned orders are dynamic and can be changed if conditions change before the order is released. Some systems release orders automatically. Other systems place the order in an action bucket. A planner then releases the order. A released order takes the form of a purchase order or factory production order. Once a planned order is released, it appears as a scheduled receipt in the MRP record. The planner can choose to change the order's delivery date by expediting, delaying, or canceling it. Firm planned orders. Firm planned orders are a critical tool for managing the MRP system. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a firm planned order, FPO, as follows. A planned order that can be frozen in quantity and time. The computer is not allowed to change it automatically. This is the responsibility of the planner in charge of the item that is being planned. This technique can aid planners working with material requirements, planning systems to respond to material and capacity problems by firming up selected planned orders. In addition, firm planned orders are the normal method of stating the master production schedule. A firm planned order is a way for the MRP planner to override the MRP system's ability to change the planned order, which is called firming up the order. Many MRP systems will not move planned orders within the planning time fence until the MRP planner firms up these orders, which becomes the signal for purchasing to order the parts. After the parts arrive and production has the capacity to produce it, the firm planned order can then be released. Additionally, firm planned orders can be done as a one-off event. The planner intervenes such as in response to a known material or capacity issue. For example, a planner may be aware of a looming material shortage or an increase in price and wants to order inventory. Or the planner may have been notified that a production line will be diverted to another product and an order can be postponed so other orders are firmed up to take its place. The distinction between planned orders and firm planned orders is illustrated in Exhibit 4-61. Exhibit 4-61. Planned order, scheduled receipts, and firm planned orders. Exhibit 4-62 shows a firm planned order of 50 units in week 2 for Part C. Under the normal MRP logic, the planned order release would be 50 units in week 3 due to a normal lead time of 2 weeks for this part. This might be done if the plant will be partially shut down for maintenance in week 5 and so needs to get some production done a week early. Exhibit 4-62, firm planned order in week 2. Since a firm planned order can also be used to fix the quantity, another example might be to place an order that violates normal lot size rules. For example, say a firm planned order is used to place an order for a lot of 36 instead of 50 units. The logic for this might be again due to supply availability or production capacity issues. There may also be too high an inventory of these parts, and the production manager wants to draw down inventory to the desired level rather than making more parts. By firming planned orders, the planner can moderate fluctuations in the MRP system and resulting master schedule that might otherwise occur if the planning software kept making changes. The impact of constant MRP changes on material planning can be disruptive, and this is called system nervousness. By controlling the order manually, the planner is trying to reduce unnecessary or too frequent changes in the MRP system's quantities and/or timing. Exception messages from the Enterprise Resources Planning System will notify the planner of the changes that the planning software logic would normally make, and it would be up to him or her to act on them. When a firm planned order is placed, it requires that planners continue to monitor these changes since the system will not change them automatically even if other things change, and the firm planned order is no longer the best way of proceeding. The planner can change these back to normal planned order releases as needed. Action messages and exception codes. An action message or exception report is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. An output of a system that identifies the need for and the type of action to be taken to correct a current or potential problem. Examples of action messages in a material requirements planning system include release order, reschedule in, reschedule out, and cancel. The action of rescheduling is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the process of changing order or operation due dates, usually as a result of their being out of phase with production or customer commitments. Exception codes generated during the processing of data may be related to invalid or incongruous data, for example, impossible parts number, or to conflicts that have been created by changes, for example, planned order releases that conflict with required lead times. Regenerating or net change MRP. As plans roll forward in time and or when input data changes, the records in the MRP system must be updated to maintain the currency and accuracy of the plan. There are two decisions in determining how the system will be refreshed, how frequently the plan will be updated, and whether the complete plan will be reprocessed or only those portions that have changed. The more frequently a system is reprocessed, the more current and accurate its information will be. Small changes in a system where records are interconnected can cascade from one item to hundreds of items. Unless the data are regenerated, the information in the system becomes increasingly out of phase with actual conditions, resulting in poor planning conducted with inaccurate data. More frequent processing will identify issues sooner and allow planners to act. However, depending on the way a system is updated, reprocessing the data frequently can present a challenge. In a regeneration MRP system, all of the existing planned orders are removed, excluding firm planned orders unless they are unfirmed first, and the orders are replanned, starting with the end items and working through the bill of material structure. This can slow a system if the processing is conducted while the system is online. It can, however, be done in the background or during periods of low demand, for example, weekends. One way to decrease processing time and allow more frequent updating of system data is to update only those portions of the system that are affected by new or revised data, which is later supplemented by periodic complete regenerations. This approach, called net change processing, is less necessary now due to faster processing speeds. Frequent updating, however, comes with a cost. It produces system nervousness. Frequent changes in the plan can be disruptive for planners, suppliers, and the shop floor, as changes in higher-level MRP plans cause timing and quantity changes at the lower levels.